Hey, Odyssey, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. Sorry I missed your call. I had an inbound, like I said, might happen. So I just got off the phone with my other client, you know?
Yeah, you called it.
Yeah, I always just say it just to be safe, but I wasn't sure if it was going to happen.
Yeah, I'm on now. I'm ready.
Okay, awesome. Okay, I was going to ask you if it's a good time now. So, Google Guaranteed, have you heard of this platform before? Do you already know how it works?
Not really, no.
Okay. So, and a lot of companies haven't, okay? It's a newer program through Google. It's only been around 4 years in total, and it really kind of took off like 2 years ago. But a lot of companies haven't heard about it, which is a benefit too, because it's not overly saturated, okay? So what Google Guaranteed is it's a pay-per-lead platform directly through Google, okay? The benefit of these leads, though, is for one, they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies. Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's so popular, Odyssey, it has an automatic dispute system. So what that means is when the lead calls you, if you set an appointment with the lead, like you schedule an estimate, or if you quote them over the phone, I don't think you do that a lot in your industry, but if you do quote them over the phone, like give them pricing, that would also be deemed as a qualified lead you will be charged for. Okay? Now, anything other than that, so let's say they call and it's out of your service radius, or it's a service you don't provide, a solicitation call, or you never speak to the person, you are automatically not charged for those leads. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I always like to kind of expand on that too. So the way Google does that is every company, Odyssey, that shows in the Google Guaranteed section, it's not their phone number. It's a Google rotating number recorded by Google bots. So an AI who automatically picks up if it's qualified or unqualified. So again, nothing you have to do on your end. All right. Now,
wait, can you explain the bot again?
Yeah. No problem. So in Google Guaranteed, right, if you do a search for water damage restoration, right, what's going to happen is at the very top, you're going to see the Google Guaranteed section. Once you're approved, DryRight will be up there as well, right? And it's not going to be your phone number. It's going to be a Google rotating number that forwards to your phone. So it'll come through as LSA lead, which just means a Google guaranteed lead. Okay? So that call is recorded by Google bots. So an AI who picks up automatically if it's qualified or unqualified.
Okay.
Does that clarify?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So it's essentially not pre-screened, it's screened on the call, okay? Now, there's a couple requirements, though, to qualify for this particular program. The main reason, Odyssey, they call it Google Guaranteed isn't just because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work, all right? So let me ask, is the company currently licensed and insured?
Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, but you broke up there.
Oh, did I? Okay. So what I asked, it might have been I had an inbound coming in, so maybe that's what broke it up. But what I asked is the company currently licensed and insured?
Mm-hmm.
You are.
We're licensed,
okay.
Insured. We have a contractual license to all that.
Okay, perfect. So you're licensed, you're insured. Also, any face-to-face employees, okay, usually it's just the ownership, would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
Yeah, so all the employees, or how does that work?
Good question. So they want to do it on face-to-face employees, meaning like the person talking to the client primarily. Now, I'm going to tell you, Google doesn't have, like, a van driving around checking up on it. So what we usually do is we just run it on the owners. So are you the sole owner or do you have a partnership?
I just run the business. The owner is different.
The owners are different. Okay.
Yeah.
Are they face-to-face or no? Like, do they go meet with the clients or is that your end?
They do. I'm mostly in the office.
Okay.
The other guy is the one that goes around town. I just kind of organize everything. But he can do a background check. No, that won't be a problem.
Okay. Perfect. The reason I ask is, so I have another client that he has a silent owner, right? Meaning, like, he just owns the business, but he operates everything. So what we did is we listed him as the only face-to-face employee. So you can do that as well, but if you want, we couldn't just run it on the ownership as well. If they are face-to-face, you're going to want to, okay? But backgrounds are fine, right, for all of you? Okay, all right, perfect. I always feel awkward asking that, but I have to.
No, it's okay. And just out of curiosity, how far away did they run the background?
7 years. 7 years is what they go back on. And it's not only on the person, they run it on the business too. So if there's any like lawsuits against the company, that type of stuff will pop up as well.
Okay. So would they run it on him or me or both, or how does that work?
They would run it on however many you list as face-to-face employees. So if you put yourself as the only face-to-face employee and we just put him as a silent ownership, they would only run it on you. If you run it on the owner as well, they'd run it on both of you guys, and it's also ran on the business. So they're looking for any felonies in the past 7 years. And they're also looking for any lawsuits against the company.
Yeah, we don't have any lawsuits at all. Nothing like that.
No lawsuit and no felonies past 7 years or?
No.
Okay, awesome. All right. I always feel awkward asking that one, but I have to. Like, are you a felon? Like,
you'd be surprised what you see here.
No, it's happened. I actually had a client that he had a felony. It was like 5 years ago or something, and he ended up putting his wife on. And he's in a different vertical, like, so licensing wasn't required. It was just for a handyman vertical. So we were able to still get him in, but that's the only time I ran across that where he was able to get approved, you know? Okay. So license, insurance, background check. So you do qualify for the Google Guaranteed program. I'm sure you want to know what your lead fees would be, right? All right. Okay. So for the water damage vertical, your cost per qualified lead, it's $126.67 per lead.
Ooh.
Yeah, your vertical is usually... It's usually pretty high for this one, but there is a minimum budget requirement too, okay? Google requires a minimum budget to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You can always set a higher budget if you'd like, but the minimum I'm required to tell you about is at $1,652.
So how many of these leads will come in a month? Like how many will come in a month?
Yeah, so that's the next thing I was going to go over. So your budget that you set, it does roll over. So if you do the minimum budget requirement at 13 qualified leads, right, and let's say you take on 13 qualified leads where you set an appointment, an estimate with that lead, right, you would be charged the next month $1,652 to replenish your lead budget. Now, let's say you take on, I'm just going to use one lead as an example, make the math easier on myself. Let's say you take on one qualified lead and you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason, or let's just say you only got one qualified lead that month. The following month, you're not charged $1,652. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $126.67.
Okay.
Okay. To answer your question too on like how many leads you can expect, right? I have a client in New York. He takes on 200 leads a month. He doesn't always hit those 200 though. So his remaining balance just rolls over the next month is the way that works.
That next month,
mm-hmm.
Are you still going to be expected to have a budget of $1,000+ plus the one that rolled over, or does that cover for that month?
No, that covers for, so let's say, first off, let me tell you, we don't charge your lead budget until we finish the Google Guarantee application process, okay? That's where we submit your license, your insurance, your background check, get you approved for Google Guarantee. There is a small app fee, but before I go into that, let me tell you, so once you're approved, okay, which the timeline we send you in writing for that is 4 to 8 weeks. I'm the main person that sets these accounts up, though. Usually when you get everything to us ASAP, like day one, it's done in about 3 to 4 weeks, okay? But once you're approved, okay, that's when your lead budget would be charged. So let's say you do the minimum budget, $1,652 will be charged, and now you have 13 qualified leads in the bank, right? And then the next month, because I think this will answer your question. So the next month, let's say you took on 0 qualified leads. Like you decided to pause it right away, okay? The next month, you would be charged $0 because nothing came out of your lead budget. So you're only being charged for the amount of qualified leads you take on for that month. Does that make sense?
Wait, I just want to make sure we're on the same page. So,
for sure.
How much is the monthly budget?
The minimum budget is $1,652.
Okay, so I have $1,652 on the account.
Mm-hmm.
And then next month comes, I only got three leads.
Right.
What happens then?
You're charged $126.67 times 3 to replenish your lead budget.
Okay, so I just have to have that to add to minus the whatever 1,600. So it always has to be 1,600 on my budget. So if there was any deficit, it just adds that to it.
Correct. So Google's requirement is you need a budget of 13 leads to run Google Guarantee. So, for example, if your budget was like 100 leads, right, you can wait till you're down to 13 leads to replenish that budget, right? But at the minimum budget requirement, you have to have that in the bank for that month. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, if I didn't use the 13 this month, I used like 5.
Yes.
What happens to the remaining?
Then you would be charged the remaining rollover. So what will happen is every time you get a qualified lead, right? So when that lead calls and if you don't set an appointment with them, that's not taking from your lead budget. So let's say you get 5 appointments where you're scheduling estimates with these people, right? The following month, you would be charged $126.67 times 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so the following month, I'll be charged that times 5. Okay. And then my total budget, what's this guy doing? budget was at $1,600, but they'll just take the 7 that I didn't use to add up to complete that $1,600, $1,600.
Correct.
Next month.
That's exactly it. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, the most important question.
Mm-hmm.
What qualifies as a lead, like a good lead? Because, you know, I've done programs before where the ones that, those standard leads to, like, 4 different people, and once you get that lead, once you attempt to call,
you're charged.
Show interest lead.
Yeah, with those other
guys.
Programs.
they just charge you, boom, $140, like that.
So this, the major difference between Angi Leads, Thumbtack, and Networks is the lead, you don't share the lead with other companies. So they're calling you, they're picking you and calling you directly. Now, what makes it a qualified lead, okay, per Google, is if you set an appointment with the lead. So when they call you, if they schedule an estimate, like let's say I call and I say, hey, can you come out Friday to do a mold inspection or mold remediation job or whatever it is, right? That would be considered a qualified lead you would be charged for, okay? If you quote me, okay, so I would recommend you're going to know when it's Google Guaranteed Leads coming through. It'll say LSA Lead. So I would shoot for estimates, right? Or do you quote people on the phone typically or no?
No, we can just because of the nature of my job. It's really
right, that's what I thought. That's what I thought, yeah. I have another water damage restoration company in a different area, though. So that's what I thought. But so in your situation, the only thing that would deem a qualified lead is if you schedule an estimate with them, okay? So if it's anything outside of that, like it's out of your radius, if they call and they're like, hey, can you come inspect my doghouse? Or, you know, like, I don't know. If it's something like a service that you don't provide, right? If you don't speak to the person, if they call you and they're trying to sell you something, if they call and they're asking for employment, right? All of those are unqualified leads you will not be charged for. So you have to schedule an estimate with the client or with the lead.
Okay, because there's another one that really I'm really careful about. A lot of times people want to buy homes. They don't even own the home yet. And they'll call, you know, and then you get charged that lead just because you're inside the phone or you call them. But they don't own the home. They don't have rights to even have you come out to...
Right, and then their real estate person has their own person, and then you get charged $150 anyways. So I would, on those leads, right, when they call, I would ask them, do you own the home? Like, have your qualifying questions or whatnot for them, right? Because if you don't schedule an appointment, if they say, hey, I don't own the home, right, obviously you wouldn't be going out there. So I would make sure to ask them that, you know what I'm saying, before, and if they don't own the home, more than likely they're not going to schedule an appointment with you anyways, you know what I'm saying?
Well, sometimes they do.
Wow, that's ridiculous, okay.
Yeah.
I would flat out ask them, because the thing is, like, Google, it's a Google bot, right, so it's an AI that's determining this, right? So if they schedule an appointment with you, and then they don't, like, show up or whatever, Google has no way to know that. So they just have the recording where in their eyes it's a qualified lead. We could dispute it, like we could try to manually dispute it, but it would get denied because on the recording an appointment was made, you know? So hopefully you run into that rarely. But yeah, that is a concern for sure. But the good thing is, you know, you're not sharing leads. And you have to schedule an estimate in order to be charged for the lead, you know?
Okay. So how do they know this? Like, how do they know, okay, is this something I'll tell you or? Like,
it's an AI that picks up automatically. Now, for your own tracking purposes, right, you have through us now, you have a client dashboard, right, your own tracking system. So what's going to happen is where you see leads, right, it'll be listed as local leads. When you click on that, they're going to add a section that says paid leads, okay? When you click on paid leads, it will show you every Google guaranteed lead that came through, and it will say next to it paid or unpaid, which means qualified or unqualified.
Okay.
Yeah, but to answer your question, the AI just automatically picks it up. It's crazy how accurate it is. Yeah.
No, I'm saying if it's not a good lead, like say someone called and they don't hold a home, or they called and they say, hey, my roof is damaged because I've had bills before and I don't fix roofs. Who do I tell that?
You don't have to tell anybody. So it's automatically disputed because it's not a service that you provide. So what's going to happen in a second here, I'm going to email you the entire Google Guaranteed platform, and you're going to have a list of subcategories on there, okay? One of the subcategories is roofing home services for water damage restoration. You would turn that subcategory off because it's not a service that you provide. So when they call in about a roof, right, Google's AI automatically picks up when your subcategory is off that that's not a qualified lead.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if I give an estimate or I don't, is the AI gonna know, or how does this work out?
So the AI is gonna pick up if you schedule an appointment with the lead itself. Okay, and it also picks up if you quote the lead over the phone. So if that's per Google, if an estimate is scheduled or if you quote the client over the phone, those are all deemed as qualified leads you're charged for.
Got you. Okay.
It's an amazing, it really is an amazing program. Like, since we started it, I have 100% retention rate on it. Like, it...
Really?
It's the best lead program on the market currently. Yes, sir.
It sounds good. I just don't want to be. I don't mind paying the money. I just don't want to be charged for a very, you know. I did NG before NG leads, and it was just really annoying, to be honest. Like, is this, they just charge me for everything? It's like they're setting traps to get me, and then, you know, they send me these leads, and they're just like garbage leads. Like four guys are dragging the leads. That's call first. And then even the opportunity lead, there's one called the opportunity lead.
I've heard of that.
Because you show interest in that, and the homeowner will show interest, and then they will charge you, which is fine. But I didn't even know the opportunity lead itself. They don't only send it to you. They send it to like four different people. So,
yeah.
You know.
And your leads aren't cheap. So you don't have time to mess around like that. You know, it could add up on you fast. Like, Google Guaranteed, it's way better. You're not sharing the lead, and you essentially have to schedule an estimate. Since you don't quote over the phone, you have to schedule an estimate in order for it to be a qualified lead. So it's like 1,000 times better, for sure. You know.
I'll give it a try. Is that a contract, or is it like...
Month to month, no contracts, so you can pause your leads at any time, okay? And I'll tell you too, I'm going to tell you what every one of my Google Guaranteed clients have done, except for one. Start at the minimum budget requirement, see how you like it, right? You get a feel for how it works, and then you can add to your budget. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, there's no contract at all. It's monthly.
Okay. And it's $1,600.
No, not today. So that $1,652, that is not going to be charged until your Google Guarantee application is approved, okay? And we don't charge it automatically. You're going to get a phone call, email, and text verification, making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. That's when the lead budget will be charged. What's due today, there's a one-time Google Guarantee application fee. So you pay this one time, you never have to pay it again. It's not a renewal fee. It's only for $250.
Okay. That's the application fee.
Yes. One time fee. Again, it's not like Angie Leads or Thumbtack where you have a renewal fee. Like, you pay it one time, you never ever have to pay it again.
What was I going to ask you? So, I was going to think, with the application fee itself, so I pay today and that's it, I'm not paying it again after, right?
Yeah, correct. So the next time you would be charged for Google Guaranteed is after your application is approved, right? And you're going to get, again, a phone call, email, and text verification before that is processed. We don't automatically process the lead budget.
Okay. Man, if just like eighth of the leads are legit, I wouldn't have a problem with the, you know, with the survey. It's just when you're dumping money into thin air, that's where the problem starts coming. Oh, I was gonna ask you, how does this work with the current program I have with you guys? Because the current program I have with you guys, I still wanted to keep it. You know.
So the current program, that's for local search engine optimization in the map section. So what's going to happen is the benefit of being there is you get an unlimited amount of clicks and calls. You're still pretty new, though. The timeline to show up there is 30 to 45 days for the current program you're on. But it's only going to show you locally, too. So the benefit of Google Guaranteed is you could target all your area, Mesa, Scottsdale, Maricopa, Apache, Junction. As long as you're licensed and insured for the areas you want to target, you can target anywhere you like on Google Guaranteed. So they blend really well together is what I'm saying. You'll have the map section locally, and then you'll be showing up on Google Guaranteed in all the areas you want, and then you have your Facebook ads as well.
Okay, because I've got a call from this one from Paradise Valley.
Okay.
It's like a week from this program I had. I mean, I've only got one call, but it was from Paradise Valley.
So that's more than likely from your Facebook ad, because the map section on the Google Business Profile, that's going to be off your local proximity. Like, for example, I can't search for water damage restoration in Huntington Beach, California, and a Mesa map pop up, right? Like, because it's not near my location, right? So the map section is going to target you locally. Your Facebook ads, they're already targeting for the Mesa, Scottsdale, Maricopa, all the cities that you listed with us, right? So similar to how your Facebook retargeted ads are, even better, you're going to show up at the very top of the page in the Google Guaranteed section once your leads are activated and on.
Okay. Oh, so the guy that called me is just from the Facebook.
More than likely. Yeah, I could look at your tracking in 1 second. Let me see real quick. What is this? Sorry, I clicked the wrong button or something. Let me X out of this thing. All right, X out. There it goes. Okay, so let me go here. All right, client dashboard. More than likely, I'm like 99% sure, but let me just double check real quick. All right, so Facebook ads. Yeah, so on Facebook ads, you've already had 98 link clicks this month. So more than likely, it's going to be in that area, and there's two calls to you from there. So, yeah, this should have came from your Facebook ad, actually, not from the Google Business Profile.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, sure, but I'm like, I better check, you know? Like, I don't like to say something that isn't, you know?
Because they had me add all my locations, though. They had me add all my locations, not just Mesa. They had me add all the locations.
Yeah, so that's for the Facebook ads that are targeting, okay? And we're still targeting that in your Google Business Profile, but the map section, it's going to be, again, it's just off your local proximity. Like, that's just how it works. Like I can't search something in I can't search in Mesa even, and something in Huntington Beach show up on the map, you know? Like, that's just, it's just impossible, you know? But let me verify, too.
If they were searching in Chandler, you think that wouldn't come out?
Over time you will, okay, after we're optimizing you. Let me see how far Chandler is from you, though. Give me 1 second, and then I'll jump back over to this Google Guarantee platform. Hold on. All right, zip code radius. So Chandler is outside. It's like just at like a 10-mile radius, right? So over time, you're going to see like a Tempe, right, in the map. You should be showing up. Scottsdale, right, Gilbert. Chandler is kind of just like right on that border of a 10-mile radius, which is typically what your Google business profile can range to. But don't even worry about it because Google Guaranteed, I mean, you could target technically if you wanted to all the way in Surprise, you know. You're able to target all of your areas that you want in that section as well. So you have the best of all of both worlds. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I did already, I sent you an email, okay, titled Google Guaranteed. What I'm doing is I'm replying to that email that I sent you with your vertical, what the cost per qualified lead is, your minimum budget requirement, and I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories in your vertical too. That way you have them in writing, okay? So give me one quick second here. $26.67, okay. $1,652. All right. And let me get these subcategories. Okay. Now, the subcategories, okay, the way these work is you don't have to target all of them. You're going to want to turn on the type of leads that you want. So what I'm going to do is go through these with you real quick. So obviously you're doing water damage, restoration, cleanup, and repair, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought so. Just verifying. What about fire damage?
Fire damage, emergency service,
remodeling.
Emergency service, fire damage, flooring, water extraction, mold remediation, testing, anything along that line, yeah.
Okay. Mold inspection and mold removal?
Yeah, mold inspection, mold removal,
okay.
Air quality.
Air quality, okay. I'm just going through the list of subcategories, so let me get, what about painting? Not actually doing painting, but water damage restoration. It has painting as a subcategory. Is that something you do or no?
You know, I'm about to get my reconstruction license, so I'll be able to do that soon. But I kind of want to keep it within like a confine of what I'm really specializing in.
Okay, so let's leave that off for right now then. Pest control?
No.
Okay. Plumbing? All related to water damage restoration, too. So water damage restoration, plumbing, home services is how it's listed.
I don't do plumbing directly, but I refer people to my plumbers. So I don't know if that's going to be... I don't want something that would target and take away from my actual solid lead. You see what I'm saying?
Right. So what I'm verifying... So, for example, roofing is about to come up. I know you don't do roofing, water damage restoration. So you don't do like the roof inspections. So we turn that off. So if a lead comes through and they're bringing up roofs, right, you're automatically not charged for that lead. So that's why it's really important the subcategories you turn on. That's why we got painting off. We got the plumbing off, right? What about remodeling?
Remodeling.
Water damage restoration, remodeling, home services.
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
We can do that. Yes.
Sewage cleanup.
Sewage cleanup. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And then there's another category. This is on every Google Guaranteed vertical. The last category is other. So if there's anything else, you know.
I don't want to just do other and...
That's what I recommend. We leave it off for now, okay? Because with the amount of subcategories you have on, like, it's going to bring in plenty of leads. So what I turned off, okay, is the roofing, the painting, the pest control, and the plumbing, okay?
Okay, what all is in there now?
Okay, water damage restoration, cleanup and repair, fire damage, cleanup and repair, water damage restoration flooring, water damage restoration mold inspection, water damage restoration, mold removal, water damage restoration remodeling, and sewage cleanup.
Okay.
Okay. You can always play with your subcategories too. You could turn them on and off at any particular time.
Okay. If they have like abatements, I do abatements too, like for asbestos.
Okay.
So
Google Guarantee is a newer program. It doesn't have all categories, but that's why they have the other. So let me just put that in the notes. So you said abatement, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But don't worry about that, because a lot of times these lousy, the homeowner is not going to know what abatement is. So don't worry about it. Yeah.
Okay. I'll leave it off then.
I just want the real things that people actually realistically go online and search for help for, you know?
100%. Target area. So what I see in the notes here for you, I'm going to list them off. Let me know if any of these are wrong. Mesa, Scottsdale, Maricopa, Apache Junction, Scottsdale, Fountain Hills, Paradise Valley, Chandler, Pororo, Buckeye, Sun City.
There's Sun City West, anything around here, like Sun Lakes,
okay.
Queen Creek.
Got it. You said Queen Creek, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Santan Valley.
Got it.
Florence.
Got it.
I would go to Casa Grande. It's a little bit further, but you can ask Casa Grande.
Casa Grande? Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Glendale?
I don't see. No Glendale. So let's put that on there.
Yeah, Glendale. Avondale is there.
Avondale.
Leechfield Park? Yeah.
Got it.
El Mirage.
Say that one more time.
El Mirage, like E-L space M-I-R-O.
Got it.
Mirage, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, any cities around Phoenix.
Okay, got you. And let me see, cities around Phoenix. Let me look real quick what I'm missing. So let me tell you what I have so far. Mesa, Scottsdale, Maricopa, Apache Junction. Scottsdale's in here twice. Let me get that off. Fountain Hills, Paradise Valley, Chandler, Pororo, Buckeye, Sun City, Sun Lakes, Queen Creek, Santan Valley, Florence, Casa Grande, Glendale, Avondale, Leechfield Park, El Mirage, and then I put cities around Phoenix. So let me see what's over here real quick.
Tempe too.
Okay.
Yeah, Tempe.
All right, let me add Tempe in there. You can always add too. Like, you can always add service area or take service area out. I have a client that adds, like, weekly even, you know, so you always have wiggle room to change it.
I just log into the dashboard and do it?
Yeah, no, so to change the target area, you can log in the dashboard and chat with somebody to do it, but the best way is to either text or call us with it. So just text, like, hey, you know, turn off Tempe, right? Or pause leads, or whatever the case. If it's after hours, though, you're going to want to do it from your dashboard. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so I have the targeted areas. I got the subcategories. Let me verify, too. So the phone number, okay, remember, Google Guaranteed, it's going to forward the leads to your phone. So it's going to come through as LSA lead. Which phone number do you want that sent to? The 879-6244
Yeah, but that comes to me. That goes to me. So can we change the number if I ever want to change it?
You can at any time because it doesn't it's not related to your SEO you already have. It's just a, because remember, Google Guaranteed, it's a rotating number that's forwarded to your phone, so you can use any phone for that that you want.
Okay.
Okay, so 480-879-6244, or do you want to go into the 623 number?
Yeah, 623-498-7877.
Perfect. Okay. And you'll, so remember, Odyssey, you're going to know it's a Google Guaranteed lead. Like, it'll come through your phone as LSA lead. So you'll know 100%, hey, this is a Google Guaranteed lead coming through. Okay?
Okay. Let me ask you, can it be more than 13 for that price a month?
No, no. So the cost per qualified lead, okay, because here's how they get that 13, how they get that minimum budget requirement. It's basically $126.67 times 13. So your cost per qualified lead is $126.67. So if you wanted more leads, like for example, let me jump in here. So let's say you did 30 leads, right? Okay. It's basically going to be $126.67 times 30. Which on here it comes out to $3,800. Okay. Or 20 leads, for example, it would come out to $2,534. So what I'd recommend to you, start at the minimum budget requirement, fill it out. I know you're going to love it. And then you can always add to your budget. Some clients call in weekly to add to it. Some just set up entirely higher budget for the whole month, you know? So you have flexibility to do it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. So the next step to this, what I'm going to do is assign a lead technician to your company. This is the person managing your leads. Okay. They just want to meet you. They're going to go over with you how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. Again, you could start with that minimum budget like I recommended. And very, very important, they're going to be able to check your application to make sure it was submitted properly, which is going to be sent to you via text message and via email shortly. Okay? Now, I always like to point out to you guys, even though I'm not managing your leads, I am very active in my accounts, Odyssey, my Google Guaranteed clients. So if you ever have any questions, you could call me directly too. So make sure to save my number in your phone. Okay.
Okay.
Now, before I schedule that appointment, get those applications sent to you, for the one-time application fee, are we going to be using the same card we have on file? The one ending in 4871?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So give me 1 second. Let me just attach Google Guaranteed to your account.
They're pretty similar.
Yeah.
But contagious mobile pulse is a huge key contributor to the number.
And I misspoke. I said KBT makes 30. I meant to say MPJ makes $30 million. This might be 14.
Contagious mobile pulse is 14 million.
What's the engine? The engine is 9.5. All right. So you're getting a much better player there.
Similar.
All right. So let me update. Okay, so you're going to receive an email that says your Google Guaranteed campaign has begun, okay? Yada, yada, yada on it. What's really important is there's going to be a link to your application, okay? The application is going to also be sent to you via text message and via email in just 1 second. Just give me a moment. Let me finish adding LSA to your accounts. You're going to love this, too. I promise you. It is an amazing platform. I expect a good review from you.
Yeah, I just hope it works out. You know what I mean?
Definitely will, man. Like, I get, I kid you not, like, since we started this platform, every client that I signed up on it absolutely loves it. Like, it is the business. Best lead program on the market.
Do you do it for plumbers too?
We do. We do. We have a plumbing vertical. One vertical that we don't have that I get asked so much about is concrete. There's no concrete vertical yet. So, I'm kind of waiting for them to open that one up, you know, but, yeah, we do plumbing as well.
Okay.
I'll tell you too, if you have like a buddy in your same area or something, I'll tell you the cost per lead, because it's usually water damage restoration, it's a higher cost per qualified lead. I've seen other verticals like where it's as low as like $12 per lead, you know, like for painting or whatnot. But all right, give me one quick second here. All right, so I added Google Guaranteed to your account, so you should be, hold on, maybe I didn't. Let's see what's going on here. Edit subscription. I did. Okay, so it's just got a refresh. All right, so I'm going to send you the text message. It's a one-page application, okay? Super easy to fill out, all right? And what I'm going to do, too, is that email thread that me and you already have, I'm going to reply to that email with the application in there as well, and you're going to get the Google Guaranteed campaign has begun shortly, okay? Just give me 1 second. Let me go to our email thread. Reply. There we go. All right. So now what I'm going to do, I'm going to get this client interview scheduled, all right? 1 second, let me just check their availability. Okay, so tomorrow, this is what they're going to do is they're going to be able to check your application to make sure it's submitted properly, okay? And they just want to meet you. Like, they'll ask you, like, how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly, et cetera, okay? So for the appointment, we block off 30 minutes. It's usually a pretty quick call, okay? What's very important, though, is you want to try to have that application submitted. That way they can push it through, okay? Tomorrow, the soonest appointment they have is 8 a.m. They have an 8:30. The next appointment is 11 a.m., 11:30. And the last appointment tomorrow is, what is this, 2 p.m. So what time works best for you?
Listen to 2 p.m.
2 p.m.? All right, perfect. So let me book that in. All right. So you're going to get an email calendar invite, okay? It's going to say LSA onboarding appointment. Remember that LSA term, okay? You want to get used to that because that's how the leads are going to come through on your phone. 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to receive an email reminder and a text reminder as well, okay? Now, the way this appointment works is they're going to call you from our 877 number, all right? And as long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call and introduce you to the technician first. If I am on the phone, then they just call on their own to make sure we don't miss the appointment. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I got that scheduled between 2 and 2:30 tomorrow. Couple more things you need to know about, okay? For the background check for Google Guaranteed, Google has two different companies that perform them, okay? Both of them are completely secure. One is Pinkerton. If Pinkerton is doing the background check, no other information other than what's on the application is needed, okay? If Evident does the background check, okay, they're going to require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license. So just have your driver's license on you, okay? That way you're able to scan it.
Okay.
I don't know why we wouldn't have our driver's license on us, but I always I always just let you guys know, you know. As far as reviews go, you need 5 reviews to qualify.
Do you know who's going to do it or you don't know?
We don't know until we create the profile. So you have to submit that application. And then we submit the profile through, and then it will tell us randomly if it's Pinkerton or Evident.
Okay.
Yeah, we have no, like, power over choosing who it is. Like, Google just randomly selects it, you know, so, but we need you to submit the application so we could create the profile, and then bam, it'll let us know who it is. Okay? So that's really...
the one-time background check, right? It's not like you're asking for your driver's license, maybe you're on the mall, so everyone...
No, not at all. The only thing you'll have to resubmit is when the, like, insurance expires. They're going to have you resubmit your insurance document. But you don't have to ever pay another app fee. It's one-time fee.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, is it, like, for instance, if the owner did it, would they call him again next year and say, hey, we need your driver's license, one go?
No, they won't do that. If you guys added, like, a face-to-face employee, then yes, they will need to do the background check on them. And have the, if it's evident, then they would need the front and back of the driver's license. But if you guys keep the same face-to-face employees on there, it's not something that you guys have to do again.
Okay.
Okay. And at least that's how it is as of now, right? Like, remember, it's a newer program. It's been around 4 years in total. But currently, you don't have to resubmit the background check, you know. The only thing that does have to be resubmitted is, like, when your insurance expires or if your licensing expires. Then we have to resubmit the new license or insurance, which is super easy. Like, we get it shot over and approved within minutes of you sending it over. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, congratulations again. You're going to absolutely love this. I know nobody likes homework, right? But the only homework you have really for this is the application. Get that submitted. It was sent to you via text and via email. Okay, it's on one page. Should be easy breezy. And tomorrow in your client interview, they'll be able to submit that application, let you know if it's Pinkerton or Evident, and get that Google Guarantee profile created for you. Okay?
How long does it take to create the profile?
So to create the profile, they do it on, like, they'll do it on the call with you, okay? But to get it approved, what we send in writing to cover our butts, okay, is 4 to 8 weeks. But I've seen it done as fast as 2 weeks, 3 weeks, right? So it's really just a matter of getting your stuff submitted so we can get it approved.
Gotcha. And If I do the interview, I'll be the one to do the background. Say, for instance, the owner, his name is Rayon. If he wants to do, because he's the one doing the face-to-face.
Okay.
It's probably going to be background check. Is he the one that fill out the application or?
No. You can fill it out for him, but you're going to need his info on there. So when you pull up the application form, it's going to ask you, what is your first and last name, right? You'd put your name, okay? Or you could put his. It doesn't matter. But at the bottom, it's going to ask you how many face-to-face employees are there, right? You're going to want to put two, okay? And then you would put the business owner's name, which is Rayon, right? And then in the fields below, you would put your information in too. Like, it'll ask for the name.
What if he's the only one doing a face-to-face meeting?
Then just do his. Yeah, just do his info then.
I don't really go out.
Okay. Yeah. Just, if you want, just forward the application to him, or if you want to fill it out for him, whichever is easier, just put his info, and when it says field workers, put 0 field workers. Okay?
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, and that just gets it approved faster too, right? You don't have to have all your employees send in their scans of the driver's licenses or whatever. Like, if you put 0 field workers, even if you have a few guys out there that are doing field work, Google isn't going to have a van driving around checking up on you guys. Like, you'll be golden. I promise you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem at all. No problem at all. If you have any questions, too, when you're going through that application, feel free to give me a call. Okay?
Okay. And tomorrow, what time will they call?
Tomorrow, it's going to be at 2 p.m.
2 p.m. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow, okay? Congratulations again. You have a great rest of your day. You're welcome.
You too, then.
All right. Bye.